No, well, you know, in New York, they gave, what did they call her? What was it? What, they decided to have a big shiloh, what her name should be.
Rabban. Something
for Yeah, something. You don't know Beryl, you don't know what's going on.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay. Kids of Shulchan Aruch, Wednesday, what's today? Tuesday night. Simon Mem. Siv Zion. Mishain Lo Kli. Yachol Litvul Yadr Benohar. In a river, which was usually a kosher mikvah. O B'mikvah Hakshay L'Tfilas Nashim. Right? You need a kosher, not a men's mikvah, what we call it, but a lady's mikvah or a kelim mikvah would be kosher to dip your hands in. What? No, it's the differences in the construction of shulvim, etc. V'ayin v'kamensim v'kuf samach beis din anaharos, when you have to worry that the rivers might not be a kosher mikvah, okay? O b'mayon, or in a spring, the natural spring, afilu ein bo memsah, natural spring doesn't have to be memsah in one place, it's metaher, even if it's less, rakshim eskasim bo yodah b'pamachas, you do need that requirement. You have that requirement that there's enough water that you can cover both hands at once. You don't have to cover both hands at once, but that's how much water there has to be there. Umubarak gamken al natilus yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that if you have water that would be possible for natilus yadayim, but it's coming from the mayan, let's say it's very dirty, muddy water, so it's only kosher for tvila, not for natila in a kos. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that circumstance, you'll make al tvilas yadayim. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch doesn't make that differentiation. B'shas hadchak yachol litvul yadav gam b'sheleg, in snow, im yesh al pnei ha'aretz harbe kamo shiur mikvah. If you have like 40 saw, enough snow on the ground that it would form 40 saw. What did they give us 40 saw? 965 liters, 255 gallons. So if you have, if it's all together in one place, it's connected. It's not a little here, a little there, but it's all connected. I don't know how you would judge these things. I certainly, like, I don't even know what 255 gallons is. B'mtzorech lito yodov mitoch a plump. I think that's a pump, plain and partial. That is the pump that pumps up water. Yaniach yadu acha samuch la'aretz. Uviyadu hashniya yimshoch lobi ala v'samayim. So that it should be called koach gavra. V'akakach yachlif yodov. No, this is... you're connected to the spring water. In other words, it's chiburin. The water is going from the spring out of the pump, and it's all one hemshech. You know, if you do it quickly enough, or it's low enough, that you're connected to the spring water as the water is going onto your hand. It's all one stream of water. On both hands at once. Also, like the tila, because then there's probably a break in the stream of water, and it's not going onto his hands directly from the stream. Sifcheh mayim shenishtanu marayen, it became discolored. Then machmos.
But even pretend if you don't have a tea and you don't have a cover or anything, if you don't have any way to wash.
We'll learn about that. We'll get up to that. Not at the end of the simon yet. Mayim shenishtanu marayhem, they got discolored. Bein machmas mekomon, because of where they are. Maybe the ear where they are, they were stored in barrels and they got discolored. Bein machmas eizadav shenofel l'tochon, something fell into it, maybe some dye fell into it, or ink, or maybe it's a smoke. Pesulin l'netilu shadayim, as it's discolored. Avol nishtanu machmas atzmon, but if it became like naturally discolored, not, it didn't take on the hue of where it is, but it just got discolored because it's sitting there a long time. It's like machmas atzmo kesherim. That's like a natural discoloration, and that's kosher. It still fits in until it's a diet. Mayim shenasu behem melacha, v'ein shutchu behem kelim, dishes were washed in it. Ashishor behem yirakos, yirakos were immersed in it. Oshenosnu behem kelim, in mashkin v'tzananon, to cool off bottles of water. Oshemodot behem midos, he used it to measure measures. There was a liquid measure, and he measured with it. Gam came psulim, that it becomes puzzle, it performed a function for a person, and it's called nasu behem melacha, and they became puzzle to lansila shadaya. The yesh puzzlem gamayim shenemasu, that became repulsive, v'rein sheshosu mehem kelo v'chazir v'chadoyme, shemdenasu kushayivchin, it's called wastewater, v'yesh lochus l'dibayim, that's an automatic psul. You could probably with fenatila, I don't know, but you could always connect it to a mayon and do tvila in it. But that's what we said before. In a mayon, water is kosher. What? Recycle water. It's a good shiloh. I would have to know the process. What do they do to the water? I know some Italian Rabbanese.
You want to today?
Ezra Gross? Yes.
He's always
Okay. You know what I'm talking about? Not that. I don't know if that's the same. Another thing that if you live in Cairo and your wife stays at home, you have to have a letter from a lawyer. You don't have something. You have a letter from a lawyer stating how much you earn. For the Bessiaco. Okay. They say so. Okay. Mm-hmm.